going.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
Welcome back to Stoke, guys. This is the first of the 2025 year, and I simply cannot wait. We've got a bit of a change up for you coming over here. My name's Jane. I'll be taking over as the host from the lovely Taff, who sadly moved on and gone on to bigger and better things. But in the meantime, you're stuck with me and my music. So today, this playlist is called Hidden Gems. We're going to try to keep you on your toes with each week with a new theme and playlist, but I can't wait to get started. I'm going to start with one of my all-time favorite bands and someone I've been lucky enough to see live. Obviously, Mr. Matty Healy, the 1975. We're going to start with, if you're too shy, let me know, and I'll let him take it away from here. What a great, great tune to start with. Like I said before, I was lucky enough to see the 1975 last year, and honestly, like, show-stopping, amazing. I won't surprise you guys by telling you that you will be hearing a lot of them in the future, but I love them, so I'm sorry. But the next few songs are definitely a bit of a deeper pull. Again, this past summer, I was lucky enough to go to Wales, and I'd always heard of this band. It was called Catfish and the Bottlemen, and I was just like, oh, I remember some of their songs, and they performed when I was there. I didn't get to see it, but the next day I was on the train, and I could hear all these people talking about how good they were, so I decided to look into them again, and sure enough, I rediscovered their best songs ever, and they are such good rockers and just music altogether. So we got that coming up, and another kind of slower, deeper cut. It's called Heaven is a Night Drive. It's by Suave Punk. It's a bit of a weird song I stumbled upon in COVID, and I have not been able to stop listening to it, but I'll let the music talk from here on out. But next you got Cocoon by Catfish and the Bottlemen, and Heaven is a Night Drive.
Fall straight into your arms like a drunk who's been on it all morning, and the sun's up and my head up, and immediately I grab you. You go all red like the first time. I love it when you do that. Gotta love it when down.
again, that was Suave Punk. What a great, great tune. Like, honestly, puts me to sleep, but also, like, makes my mind wander. I love it. All right. Well, coming up, I've realized that I haven't really talked much about myself, but my name is Jane, again. I'm on the Queen's Women's Rugby team here. That's really how I got into this. My friend Taff on the team had done this, and I was like, can I tag along? And here we are now, so I'm just so excited. I love music. I've always like wanted to be listening to music at all time. I like to have a headphone in or something going in the background of everything, because I think everything in life deserves a soundtrack, as cringy as that is. But I don't know. I love it. So the next few songs coming up, this one in particular, last year during exams, I found myself getting so, so bored of my music. So I sent a text to my dad and I said, can you make me a playlist? Like, I need something new. And he sends me King of Pain by The Police. And obviously, I really like The Police, but this one I hadn't really heard of much before. I definitely recognized it, but great, great song. So can't wait to play that one. After one of my personal favorites of the entire playlist, it's such a weird song. It's called Plant Sitting This Weekend. It's by Gray Duggan. And it's just, it's a bit of a story song, but it resonated with me at the time, and I just has a special piece in my heart for right now. So I do really love that song. And last but not least, for the next chunk, we got Ontario Gothic by Foxes in Fiction, which is a Canadian band, which I'm so excited to share. I will definitely be playing more of their music later, but he's from Toronto. It's definitely a very synthy kind of newish wave indie song, and it's great. I stumbled across them and I made the fatal mistake of passing up buying one of their records, and I'm afraid I'll never see it again. So hopefully this sparks some new liking for this band for you guys. So can't wait for you to hear this next few sets. This is King of Pain by The Police.
There's a little black spot on the sun today.
It's got a sort of pain.
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
It's got a sort of pain.
There's a black hat caught in a high tree top.
It's got a sort of pain.
There's a flagpole rag and the wind won't stop.
It's got a sort of pain. I've stood here before inside the pouring rain. The world's turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain.
There's a fossil that's trapped in a
It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Thank you.
well, that was our Canadian band, Foxes in Fiction. Gonna hear more from them, I can guarantee you that. Coming up, I've got another three good songs from some very different bands, but Cage the Elephant, that's the next one. Obviously, I could dissect any and all of their albums, and I love all of them, really. But one in particular, Unpeeled, one of their albums that was, I believe it's live and also some covers, and it's just like a mix of like acoustic, all different stuff. It's really, really interesting. And I don't know how I discovered this song, but I think it was playing on the Sirius XM radio show we have at my house or whatever. But Whole Wide World, they did a cover of it, and obviously as a kid I thought it was their song, but now I know it's a bit of a cover. But great song, arguably one of my favorite Cage the Elephant songs, but that's coming up. A little new wave throwback to the 80s alternative. We're gonna take you down the psychedelic Furs, Love My Way, a little ode to my mom. If you know, you know, she loves this song, and it's also in one of my favorite movies, Call Me By Your Name, so love it. And last but not least, for this upcoming chunk, we've got Chinatown by Wild Nothing, another song that's featured in a movie that I discovered. It's in To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is such a wholesome movie, but they have some great, great like bands and soundtracks in those movies, like Blood Orange, Wild Nothing, like all these bands that I'm like, oh my god. And it helped me find like the type of music I like now, so I'm good on them. I don't know, like great songs coming out of there. But yeah, that's next on the docket for you guys. Can't wait for you to hear Whole Wide World coming up. It's Cage the Elephant.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in this world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in the tropical moonlit night, because nobody's talking about you. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Hey. Hey. Am I hanging around in the rain right here?
Was Chinatown Wild Nothing. They've got some great music. Definitely look into them if you have the time. It's on the album called Gemini. Really strongly have feelings for that band. All right, so we're on to the last two songs already. Maybe I'll add a bonus song, who knows. I've been speeding through this episode, so I'll keep you on your toes. I won't tell you until the end. Anyways, these next two songs, this band is, I genuinely think it might have just dropped like six songs and then fallen off the face of the earth, because they're called Raya, and they haven't made anything more than this little EP that they dropped, and it's awesome. Like, the best study music ever, and just maybe just vibey music ever. But they, I've tried to find them. I don't really know where they're from. There's not a lot of information about them, but this song is just so good. It's called Franchise. I don't know where they are. If they're maybe listening to CRFC, good, please release more music coming from me in Kingston, Ontario. Release more music, please. And then, obviously, we got to hit you with a bit of some new songs. Wallows. I don't know if you remember me from being a avid Wallows listener mentioned before last year, but I did meet them once. It was awesome. Best day of my life. But they like randomly dropped this new song last Friday. So early January dropped this new song after having a giant album drop last summer in July. So definitely a really like quick turnaround for them. But obviously, as one of their biggest fans in the entire world, I'm not mad about it. And if I'm being honest, I didn't 100% love their new album. Like, it wasn't bad. I think with them, their music gets better the more you listen to it. But this new song, I actually don't mind at all. It's definitely quite different. Kind of reminded me of the 1975 when I was listening to it, just lots of layers and great mix to it. But I really like the vibe of that. So if they are to make a new album soon, I know it's been quite fast, but I hope they would go in that direction. But it's a good one. It's called Your New Favorite Song, funny enough. So maybe it will be your new favorite song. Who knows? But I shall play you the next two songs. We'll start with Franchise. Here we are.
favorite song. Even better if you sing along. We can think on the years that go by. Or we could count all the tears that we've cried. But
like I said, that was The Wallows. Great new song. Hopefully you guys love it as much as I did. Definitely a bit of a different vibe than they've had in the past, but great tune overall. I just wanted to take a quick second and thank you guys for listening and tuning in to my very first show. I'm really sorry if it's choppy and not good yet, but I'm trying my best, and all I've heard is it will get better with time. And I've been in the studio for 4 hours, if that makes you feel better. So I'm kidding, it's been two, but still. I will get better, and I have linked all of the songs on crfc.ca. You can listen to our archived episodes there. Lots of information there. I've started a new Instagram. It's stoke_crfc. Again, thanks for listening. We've changed times. We're Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Best thing to wake up to if you're sleeping in. Best thing to pick up your morning if you've had an early morning. So stay tuned for this new and improved Stoked. I'm super excited to be here with you guys, and I'll see you next week. Thanks.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Kingston-based folk trio The Kildares with their first single called The Escape, a song about rekindling hope by escaping the everyday with someone special. Featuring energetic mandolin and warm harmonies, the lyrics connect with anyone wishing to sneak away into the night. It's the first release off The Kildares' upcoming debut album, Faster Than Light, due this spring, 2025. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream the Kildares single The Escape now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Steal you wrong.